right, let's do it.
Oh, what's occurring?
You know how this works by now. I've got three situations. You simply tell me what happened next.
Oh, what's occurring?
It's a brand new week of Oh, What's Occurring? Got to do better, Becky.
Got I've been practicing better. All weekend.
Okay. Ready for this, Chops?
Yeah.
Let's go.
Oh, what's occurring?
Play along at home on 81199. You know the royal family?
Which one?
The ones...
The telly one?
The ones that... No, the ones that live off of...
Oh, right,
Palace.
Okay. Right, yeah.
Right? Who's your favourite?
Jim.
No, out of the actual...
I don't have a favourite.
I like Harry.
Why?
Because when I was in Australia, he came in the bar that I worked in and he was really nice. Started helping himself to all the tequila from behind the bar.
Did he?
Yeah.
Isn't that fair?
It was really cool.
I don't think it is if you're a member of the royal family.
Oh, right.
But it was really cool to see, like, a royal just in the pub.
Helping himself?
Yeah, no.
So because he was royal, he thought he could go behind the bar?
No, he didn't.
Who's going to arrest him? Let's face it.
Did he say he was Prince Harry?
Hello, I'm Prince Harry. Give me that tequila.
Yeah, I'm just going to go and help myself.
That was pretty much how it went, yeah.
Right. Any problems, talk to Granny.
Right, well, today... We went onto the streets of Great Britain, once again, to ask the questions that really matter. What we did was this. We asked 20 people, who is your favourite member of the royal family? What do you think the most popular answer was? Becky.
I'm going to say the Queen.
Okay.
Because she's, like, the best one, isn't she? She's, like, the biggest one.
She's the biggest one, yeah.
The Queen. Okay.
Checkers.
Might be Princess Michael of Kent, but I think I'll go for Harry.
You're going for Harry?
Yeah.
There's only one way to find out.
Oh, what's occurring?
Here's us on the streets of Great Britain asking, who's your favourite royal?
Prince William. I always thought, oh, he's such a cutie. He was 12 and I was 6 or something.
It's got to be Harry, isn't it?
I reckon about Prince Harry as well. He just goes out partying and stuff. Yeah, I guess Prince Philip's alright.
Who's your favourite member of the royal family?
Prince Charles.
Zara Phillips. She's quite good looking, isn't she?
Prince Harry's hot.
Prince Harry because he's cute.
A horse for one thing.
Prince Charles is pretty hot.
Prince Harry because he's fit.
I would say Princess Eugenia. She's quite young, fit.
Which one is?
Princess Eugenia.
Princess
Eugenia?
I think mine's Prince Philip. Because his favourite drink is gin and tonic, I think.
Even though I don't like any of them, Harry.
Who's your favourite member of the royal family?
Prince Harry.
He's the cutest one.
Yeah, he's cuter and he's naughty.
Who's your favourite member of the royal family?
The Queen.
Why?
She looks cool.
Prince Harry.
Prince Harry. He's nice to look at.
Yes, the same.
Princess Michael of Kent.
Why would you say that?
Because he's a princess and called Michael.
I never thought somebody would say that. I never thought anybody would say Prince Philip.
That's
either,
quite cool, Victor. Yep, it's a prince. Princess called Michael.
It is quite cool.
It is quite cool. This is also one of my favourites.
I would say Princess Eugenia. She's quite young, fit.
Which one is?
Princess Eugenia.
Princess
Eugenia.
Is there a Princess Eugenia that I'm not aware of?
Isn't he an X Factor?
Oh yeah, he's the little one.
Yeah.
Yeah. So the answer was most popular.
Do they not mean Eugene?
Oh
Eugene,
yeah.
What's
oh
name?
Right.
Eugenie.
Princess Eugenie.
Yeah.
Eugenia. Eugenia. Harry was the most popular answer. Go on, Chappers.
Yes. What's occurring?
Next one. You know, I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here.
Yeah.
And there's that bloke from the 80s on there. You can't miss him with the slick back, dyed blonde hair. David Van Day.
Mm-hmm.
Right, he's always moaning and arguing with that girl with the big boobs, Nicola.
Oh, she does my head in.
Mm. Does his head in too.
Yeah.
Did you see it on Friday? You may or may not have realised if you watched it, but it was actually David Van Day's birthday.
He kept that quiet.
Yeah. He's not one to draw attention to himself.
No.
He likes to play it down quite a lot. But here's my question to you. On Friday night, I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here. How many times did 80s star David Van Day mention that it was his birthday?
13.
Straight to it there, weren't you?
Oh, loads more. It's like the whole show.
Oh, no, hang on a minute. I didn't see Fridays.
Right, OK, what do you want to change?
I told you I've been practising. I watch so much telly.
No, I won't change it. I'll leave it at that.
You're saying 13?
Yeah.
You're saying 30? Mm-hmm. 3-0. OK, let's go.
Oh, what's occurring?
Here is David Van Day on I'm a Celebrity. Did anyone mention it was his birthday?
It's my birthday.
Rise and shine.
Happy birthday.
You're the early birds.
Happy birthday. Oh, the sun's come out for my birthday, kid. Happy birthday. Sun's come out. Happy birthday, DVD. Happy birthday to me. Happy birthday to me. Happy birthday to me. Happy birthday, DVD. Happy birthday to me.
Well, no shout.
No, happy birthday. Waking up today with anticipation and having a fantastic day because it's my birthday was great. Oh, birthday massage. Birthday massage. Oh, good. This is a good birthday present. Happy birthday, by the way. What a happy birthday I'm having. What a way to start my birthday this morning. Nicola hasn't even said happy birthday anyway, so I didn't, but I don't expect her to. I can't open my mouth, not even on my birthday. Hopefully later this evening, we'll be celebrating my birthday. We may have had a bottle of champagne in that box, and it's my birthday. Tomorrow is another day, and thank God my birthday's over.
Wow.
What was it?
24 times. So, go on, Becky. Good one. 24 times in one episode.
What's occurring?
I saw Saturdays and he was still going on about it on Saturday.
Of course.
Yeah.
Last one. You know it's the 1st of December.
Yeah.
Kind of getting in the Christmas spirit here at Radio 1 today. Now, you know Gemma, who works upstairs in our office?
Yeah.
And sometimes we send her out to ask panorama-style questions on the streets of Great Britain, the hard-hitting ones that really matter. Mm-hmm. Yeah? Now, we got some Radio 1 listeners, four of them, to call Gemma's desk phone upstairs earlier, okay? Because it's nearly Christmas. As if her phone line upstairs was a dial-a-carol service and they were all just wanting a carol from her when she was just busy doing her work.
Poor Gemma.
Beginning to look a lot like Christmas.
So we called her four times.
Everywhere you go.
How many times did we get her to sing a carol on Gemma's dial-a-carol service? Chappers.
I'm going to say four, because she's such a nice person.
Four times. Becky?
I think she's actually quite shy, so two.
So Chappers are saying four, you're saying two.
Oh, bless her.
I know.
You're a horrible man.
Oh, what's occurring?
So then, it's Gemma's dial-a-carol service. Thing is, she doesn't know anything about it. We've got some Radio 1 listeners to call her up. Becky's saying twice, you're saying four times. Yeah. Let's find out.
It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas.
Hello, Radio 1, Gemma speaking.
Hi, I'd like to request Jingle Bells, please.
Sorry?
I'd like to request Jingle Bells.
Jingle Bells?
Yeah, please. That's for my daughters.
Oh, I see you've got through to the wrong number.
No, this is dial-a-carol. I've tried it about three times now.
Oh, OK. The best thing to do is probably to double-check the number.
If you can sing now, then that would be fine. Just sing.
If I can sing?
Yeah, Jingle Bells would be great.
Oh, no, I don't think I'm going to sing. Sorry.
Well, it is my favourite carol.
Sorry.
And it is my daughter's.
I'm sorry.
And it's their birthday.
Merry Christmas anyway.
Well,
cheers, bye.
Oh, I'm surprised.
Next.
Hello, Radio 1, Gemma speaking.
Hi, Merry Christmas. Can I have, we wish you a Merry Christmas, please?
Hi, I'm sorry, I think you've got the wrong number.
Well, I'll sing it with you. I know the beginning bit. Can we start it with, we wish you a Merry Christmas? Go on, what's the next bit?
Sorry.
Bye.
Oh, next listener, please.
Hello, Radio 1, Gemma speaking.
Hi, I was wondering if you just do traditional carols, or do you do modern carols as well?
Oh, I think you've got the wrong number.
Are you sure you can't just do me Last Christmas by Wham?
You want me to sing it?
Yeah. You know, Last Christmas, yeah, it's Last Christmas, I gave you my heart.
No, I don't know it. Sorry. Sorry. Bye.
No, I don't know Last Christmas by Wham.
Right.
Last one.
Hello, Radio 1. Oh, hi there. Could you sing Jingle Bells for me, please?
Oh, I think you've got the wrong number. I've had loads of phone calls like this. I think it's wrong.
Could you just sing me a little bit?
And then will you stop calling me?
Yes, I will. Okay, promise.
All right, if you stop me off, I'll do the second line.
Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way.
Oh, what fun it is to ride on a one-horse open sleigh.
Thank
you. Are you happy now? Thank you. Thank you.
Happy Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you. Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Poor Gemma. Thanks, Gemma. She's sweet. So it was only the once, which means it's 2-1 to Becky on today's Oh, What's a Karen? She's back in the game. Scott Mills till Zane Lowe's Masterpieces tonight at 7. Let's get Newsbeat now with Debbie Randall.
Digital.
FM. Online.
This is Radio 1.